You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're in Serengeti National Park this week in East Africa. Surrounding us is the greatest congregation of land animals found anywhere in the world. Over a million wildebeests preparing to migrate north to Kenya. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Wildebeests, also called gnu, are a type of antelope. They're hoofed mammals standing about 4 feet tall. Now, wildebeests are luckier than many animals in that they've managed to maintain a sizable population throughout history. And right now, most of that population is gathered in the Serengeti. According to behavioral biologist Dr. Richard Estes, a wildebeest is dependent upon grass for food, which means it's also dependent upon rain. These animals will sometimes follow thunderstorms to graze on the greenery that the storm produces. At the same time, the wildebeests also give something back to their environment. Their grazing and manure stimulate the grasses to constantly regrow. But the grass also needs rain, and now the wet season in the Serengeti is coming to an end. So it's time to head north where the plants and water will be more plentiful. While the wildebeests have already begun herding up for their migration, the trip won't actually start until the rain truly stops around May or June. At that point, the wildebeest will steadily file north in their journey of over 1,000 miles. Most of the million animals making this trip have done so before, some many times, and some scientists speculate that this combined experience creates a kind of collective consciousness in the herd, helping to lead it in the right direction. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.